to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
We're walking our way through one of my favourite bits of the Bible, the book of James, a letter penned by Jesus' own brother. It'd be fantastic if you had a Bible open. If not, no problem. We're up to James chapter 1, verses 2 to 4. Consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. Perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. People have often been puzzled by the way every new paragraph in chapter 1 of the book of James seems to introduce a new and unconnected theme. We have trials in the first paragraph, wisdom in the second, riches in the third, and so on. Why is this? Well, chapter 1 of James's letter seems to be an executive summary of all that follows in the letter. If the letter of James as a whole is an anthology of Christian living, chapter 1 is a kind of contents page. The paragraph I just read provides a great example. The theme of trials appears at least twice more in the letter, in chapter 2 and chapter 5. And while we don't know the details of the troubles mentioned here in chapter 1, verse 2, a clue is found in chapter 2, verse 6. Let me read this to you. Is it not the rich who are exploiting you? Are they not the ones who are dragging you into court? Are they not the ones who are slandering the noble name of him to whom you belong? See, hinted at here are financial, legal, and religious troubles. Christian hardship in the ancient world was never as simple as being thought a little odd for going to church. It often involved highly significant social pressure. Whatever the finer details of the trials mentioned in chapter 1, 2, the important thing James wants to say to these troubled believers is that such hardships can be counted pure joy. How so? James says that it's by seeing trials as an opportunity to develop perseverance in the faith. And according to verse 4, perseverance must finish its work so that you may be mature and complete. The trials experienced by Christians can and should be viewed in a broader perspective as part of the journey toward being made whole. The word translated mature there in chapter 1, verse 4, is the Greek word perfect. In New Testament Greek, though, the word perfect usually means total or whole, not flawless. James doesn't mean that Christians can become sinless. No way. He simply means that they can experience the totality of what Christ intended for them, with the result that they will not lack anything. When viewed as a means of becoming a total Christian, trials can be viewed as a source of joy. Now, the scriptures sometimes promise that God will deliver us from hardship, but there are no guarantees here. In reality, Christians will frequently endure pain, pressure, and persecution, and it may be the Lord's will that we simply learn to endure it. But not just endure it as a Buddhist might, as an opportunity to practice detachment from the world. Christian endurance in trials has the specific goal of advancing toward Christian completeness. The question arises then, how much do we long for maturity in Christ? If we desire comfort more than maturity and success more than godliness, we're going to know very little joy in the midst of hardship. If, though, above everything else, we want to become whole Christians, lacking nothing of what Christ intends for us, then despite the sadness of any particular trouble, we will be able to find joy in the knowledge that through these trials, God can and will make us what he wants us to be. At only 21 years old, Sudanese refugee Adu Akoi has experienced more suffering and loss than most Australian Christians will ever know. Adu was only 7 years old when civil war broke out in Sudan. Militias armed by the government slaughtered many Christians and drove them from their homes. Adur's brother and two half-brothers were killed. Her family was scattered during a raid where Adu and her siblings were shot at as they fled. Adu and her two younger brothers escaped on foot to the Kenyan border, finally making it to the Kakuma refugee camp, where they lived for the next 12 years. For the first 8 of those years, she was separated from her parents, who were still somewhere in Sudan. Life in this camp was extremely difficult. 100,000 people were crammed into the compound. Supplies were scarce. Danger lurked in many forms. Leaving the camp was perilous, as the local Kenyan population resented their new guests. And nights brought the very real danger of being murdered by raiding parties. Within the camp, disease and hunger made life extremely hard, and the old and very young were especially vulnerable. Death was an everyday occurrence. Adieu lost her father. Throughout her tumultuous life, there has been one constant on which Adieu has come to rely: her Christian faith. Raised in a strongly Christian community, Adieu describes her faith as a guiding presence and support. It's a key aspect of who she is. She says, "You have to realize that all things are part of life. God is always with you, whether things are dangerous or risky, whether things are going well or not." Adieu explains that many Sudanese Christians have been through much hardship, a fact that she says has actually contributed to them having a resolute and strong faith. But what about Christians in the West? Knowing the plight of our persecuted brothers and sisters around the world can bring some perspective to our own suffering. But it's also true that every life, whether in Sudan or Australia, will contain its share of difficulties. I'm sure that's true with some of the people listening in right now. Hardships or trials will, if viewed rightly, help to shape us into the people God made us to be. When we pray that God would make us more like Christ, it shouldn't surprise us that the process might at times be painful. If God is going to bump the edges off an imperfect image to make us perfect, complete, as the book of James says, then some serious restructuring is going to be required. Let's pray. Father, please work in all my circumstances to shape me into the person you want me to be. Please also sustain the suffering Christians around the world. Give them your peace and your perspective. Redeem painful situations with your grace and bring glory to your name. Through Jesus Christ, my Lord. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.